we're finding out all kinds of things today in this historic broadcast. I guess probably the most significant is that there are two South Dakota Jackrabbit fans that listen to the show.
Does that leave any left in South Dakota?
It may not. I don't know. Who would name their college football team a Jackrabbit? That's almost as bad as the artichokes.
Are you kidding me? It's the second fastest animal, land animal in North America. They run like 44 miles an hour.
The mighty fierce jackrabbit. The jackrabbits are coming. The jackrabbits are coming.
Everybody teases us until they have to play us.
That's okay. Let the game do all the talking, right?
Amen.
That's the way it should be. The artichokes.
I'm so confused
by this. Have let the game do the talking. They're actually going to playoffs.
Oh, good for them. Yeah. In football?
Yes.
For anyone not aware, that is the Scottsdale Community College mascot, the artichokes. I won't get high center, but why would you pick the second fastest? Are you trying to, is that all you're shooting for? Second
actually,
best?
It's a long story that you guys probably don't want to hear. Some guy, an announcer in Minneapolis in the 1920s.
Okay.
So yeah, you won't care.
So if I was a track runner there, that'd be great. But if I was the wrestler, why would I want to be running away? So
that's
it's
a good
gotta,
point.
It's got to, you know, if you're a boxer, that might not be the mascot you're looking for. But Nancy sent us some pictures in. She has a beautiful concrete.
So it's a historic broadcast because we found out we have two South Dakota Jackrabbit fans listening. We've started texting questions in, and you have been completely blown. I mean, you're not going to be able to join me on the show anymore. We're going to have one more person in here in the studio just taking in all these texts.
It's
Texts.
Text messages.
It's like the
texting
internet machine.
It's 411-923 if you're just joining us. You can text in. Keep it to 120. No images are received this way on this system we're using. And please include your name so you know we're talking to you. A lot of questions can, especially if you hit a topic, you tend to get more questions. People are like,
yeah,
I've got that problem.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you know we're addressing your specific case. And then give us either a city or a zip code so we've got some gauge of elevation. 411-923, text it in. Because we're getting so many,
yes,
I'm not going to be able to get to all these today. There's no way. But you can still get in, and you'll get your question answered today on phone at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Just one of the many ways we can communicate with our Arizona homeowners and our effort to being every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We've got several concrete questions that have come in. Nancy wants to know what to do about the cracks in her polished concrete floor.
Ooh.
And send in a couple pictures. Nancy, there's nothing you can do about keeping concrete from cracking. That's just the
nature of the beast.
It is. And that's just the character your concrete floor will take on. If you don't like that, instead of a polished concrete floor, you may have to go to some type of coating that can be repaired. Arrowhead Deck services your area. They could come back in over the top of your polished concrete floor, apply a coating with whatever kind of color or pattern or finish that you would like, and then you could repair the coatings later. But there's nothing you can do about the cracked concrete. It's, from what I can tell, not structural. Hairline cracks is what you're going to get on
just
every
on a, like a back patio
concrete floor. It's actually inside. This looks like it's going up against the kitchen sink. But you would go to rosieonthehouse.com. You're in Phoenix. Select Phoenix. Select concrete. Subcategory coating and Arrowhead Deck resurfacing will be right there. And then Jim writes in and says, what do I do about my concrete stem wall? I've painted it with regular house paint, but that's peeled off.
Before we go to stem wall, the first home you bought, owned, and remodeled, you took all the floor covering out of the house throughout the whole house. And how did you cover up some of those cracks before you put that finish on that you did?
Well, I just poured a relay on top.
But talk about that a little bit.
A relay is a polymer-based cement that you just mix up, pour out, kind of self-levels. I trowed it to give it a little character on the end. It goes on about credit card thick. And then I went over the top and acid stained it. But that's not going to really help on the coating wise of it, because any crack that comes through, and I'm not saying coatings are impervious to this,
right?
But because it's a cement product and it's not really
elastic
characteristics, any concrete cracking that continues to go through will transpire through your relay.
The relay product as well. And then once you had that relay, that kind of dries like a white. It, like you say, it goes on credit card thick. And then it's like a blank piece of canvas. You can put any finish you want on it.
And I did an acid stain and then back rolled it with a clear sealer.
All right. Well, all right, folks. We find ourselves on this holiday broadcast weekend setting some historic precedents. And one of the things is we've been overwhelmed with texts. All the phone lines are loaded up, and we're running out of time on this hour. But if you've texted a question or if you're online, hang on. We're going to break for top of the hour news and be back for hour four of Rosie on the House. If you got in, we'll answer your question.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.